Well, I have some excellent stories to follow. And I thought about how my story would fit into today's theme. And after I thought about it, I decided anything would fit in. And I think it was planned that way. This is a story about a time when I lived in Arizona. And I tell a lot of stories about Arizona. I was in the military, and I grew up in this small town in Arkansas in the 50s and 60s during the days of segregation, which most of you are too young to remember. And the first conversation I had with the person who wasn't black, I was 19 years old. But so we lived in Arizona, and my friends were from Chicago, Detroit, from major cities. I was from a small town in Arkansas. And there were five of us who hung around together on weekends. And I'm listening to them to tell me what it's like to live in a city. And Phoenix was the biggest city I'd ever lived in, and which was a story in itself. You know, in Phoenix, you were allowed to carry a gun. They had real Native Americans, real Indians that I'd only seen on TV and read about in Zane Grey and comic books. But we would hitchhike from the Air Force Base, which was 40 or 50 miles from Phoenix, every weekend. And these city boys were teaching country boy like me how to hitchhike. And there were these rules. We'd go to these bars and juke joints, I call them, very cheap bars, and they would close at 2 o'clock, and we had to get back to the base. And of course, we hitchhiked, and it was during the Vietnam War, and most people knew if you were on that road, you were probably military. But there were ways that we get a ride that weren't necessarily the safest or sanest. We would stand on the corner, and there were usually four of us. And if a white GI was with us, of course, we'd have him out there hitchhiking because people would stop for him first. But usually it was just us four black guys. And one person would be chosen to hitchhike, and the rest of us would be dozing on the curb or standing off to the side. On this night, it was my turn. And, of course, one of the things we had learned, you know, and learned from Joe Felius, this guy from Chicago, he explained race to me. He says, you know, white people, they are racist, and they are afraid of black people. So if they stop at a light, you rush up to the car and open the door and you get in. And it's like, okay. He says, sure, what are they going to do? You know, and a couple of times, you know, the light's red. You just rush up, open the door, and you hop in and say, thanks for the ride. And one person gets in, and the other three who are standing back on the side, they rush and get in too. And you ride with the person as far as they're going, and you get out. So it was my turn, and I was a little skeptical about this, but Joe told me this was the way it's done. So it was my turn to do it, and we're out there hitchhiking, and this guy stops in a truck, and I rush up, you know, I'm doing as I'm taught, and I pull the door open, thanks for the ride, fella, and I open the door, and his hand's on the seat. He has a .45 in his hand, pointing right at my head. He didn't say a thing. He just sat there at the light with this engine running, with this pistol pointing at my head. And I slowly backed away and closed the door. And he drove off when the light changed. And so my friends are saying, so what was wrong with that guy? You know, were you afraid? And I said, no, I really wasn't afraid. I knew he would shoot. I could see that, you know. He was probably military too, and I looked into his eyes and I could see that he would shoot me if I didn't back away from his car. And I said, I knew he would shoot, and he knew I knew, and he knew I was going to back away, and that I did. So it, and maybe I was too dumb or too young to be afraid, but that's my story.